password. It's Super Password. Our special guest this week, from Give Me a Break, Lori Handler at Carson B. And the star of Super Password, Bert Cundy.
Hello. Thank you. All right, my sire. Hello.
Hello.
Have a seat, darling. Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to Super Password. Nice to have you with us on this bright and sunny day. Well, it's a bright, sunny day in California, and I'm sorry if it isn't that way where you are. Then come on out and see us. We'd love to have you. This is some of the most beautiful weather we have in California, in the wintertime when it's clear and crisp and gets way down to, about 60 degrees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Frigid 60s.
People are walking around outside going, whew, it's really, really cold, isn't it? Yes.
We get so conditioned to it.
We sure do. I was in New York 2 weeks ago got sick immediately. Your blood gets so thin. Do you go back east very much at all anymore, Orson?
Yeah, I'm back and forth a lot. I love New York. I have to go back every once in a while and get a hit of carbon monoxide.
Yes, right. And you're going to do a play, maybe, huh?
Yes, I am. I'm going to do a play. I think I'm going to do it. I haven't signed yet, but it's called Dead Wrong, and it's a wonderful thriller. I'll do it off-Broadway, and maybe we'll move it.
Yeah, move it someplace.
Yeah, somewhere.
Good luck
Canton,
with that.
Canton, Ohio.
And how are things going on the show?
Oh, things are going great. We're having a wonderful time taping it.
Give me a break, of course, is what we're talking about.
And we're just doing great.
Yeah. Are you almost finished for the season? Or are you...
We're going to finish taping in about a month and a half, and then we've got about a backlog of about another month and a half.
It's exciting to be on NBC nowadays, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
NBC is clicking and rolling and number one, and I'm so glad we're with them. If you are ready, let's get things rolling for the day, shall we? Let's bring in Emily and Steve. Come on in, gang, and sign in.
Good morning.
Hi, Emily. Steve, how are you today, sir?
Good.
Steve is our challenger. Emily's our champion at the moment. So, Steve, tell us about yourself first.
Well, my name is Steve Barr, and I live in Santa Monica, California. I'm very glad to be on the show. Don't have to bring my sleeping bag anymore and, you know,
yes,
wait in the aisles. And I like to play the guitar.
Aha!
Yes.
You're a guitarist.
Yes.
Or a guitarist.
People call me Stevie Guitar Barr.
Steven Guitar Barr.
Stevie.
Stevie Guitar Barr. Barr.
My friend.
I'm terribly sorry.
Okay.
Certainly won't make that mistake again. No. Well, I'm glad you're here. You have $300 so far. Emily is our champion. She has $1,300, which is very nice. Okay, Emily. Tell us about yourself once again.
Okay. My name's Emily Kong. I have a small art studio. We spend all day laughing and watching game shows and drawing pictures. Mm-hmm. What a
nice
life.
Gee, sounds good to me. I don't know about you. All right, you have $1,300. I said what we're playing for is $15,000 over there. But where we left off yesterday, was at the cash word, which is worth $3,000. And Steve, you're going to get to play it. Right now, we start off the day with the magic toaster. Laura, you have no problem with this. This is very easy for you. Show the folks at home what the cash word is, and we're ready for clue number one just as soon as everybody's got it. There they are.
Base.
Pedestal.
All right. Clue number two.
Makeup.
Pancake.
Third and final clue.
Base.
Foundation.
Yes! That to your partner. I told you I had no problem with this. Nice going, Steve. That was a hard word. I didn't know how you got it. Okay, you have it. And now, with our score, $300 for Steve. And Emily, you have yet to score in this game. You're going to do it. You better do it now. We are not going to change partners. We are going to change partners. Yes, let's change partners. And then we'll probably break away for a commercial. No, we're not. We're going to play. Great.
Keep trying. You'll get something hard.
No, never. I'm out here. I'm trying to outguess Teresa, and Teresa's trying to outguess me. Well, we usually change places and break away for commercial. And she's shaking her head no, and I wouldn't take it for an answer. All right. The $300 puzzle, Lori and Orson, you'll be given the clues. And Emily, if you're going to stay in here, now's the time to play catch-up. As you did the last time you did this, you got it on the first word. Okay, here we go. First word, please. $300 puzzle. There it is. Lori?
Rooney. Mickey.
Yes. Very nice. On the board, Mickey.
Judy Garland.
Is it Judy Garland?
Oh, no! She did it again!
Believe me, Coke Rainbow Hot. I don't believe that. I don't think she did it again. Oh,
my God. It's the most unlikely one. It's the first one.
Well, if you were watching yesterday, you know this is the second time Emily's done it. She did it in the exact same situation. She was behind 300-0, and twice now she's gone bang and tied it up in one fell swoop. There we are again. We have a tie, $300 apiece, the $400 puzzle. Coming up in a moment, we'll decide who plays for $15,000. We'll take a break and recover here. I was asking you why you said Judy Garland.
Well, we discussed later. I didn't think of Andy Hardy, and had I, I'd have said that, so it's a good thing I didn't think of that.
No, you just you couldn't think of anything character, so you thought of them as a team, and you thought, oh, that's unbelievable. All right, as I said, everybody has $300. We have a tie. We'll break the tie with the $400 puzzle right now, and the winner goes and plays for $15,000. Here we go. First word, please. Emily and Steve, given the clues. And there it is, Steve.
Bull. Cow.
Yes. Yes. There we go. Well, yes, it was really an opposite. You could have gone up with it, you know. All right, we have on the board cow for the game, Orson.
Is it Elsie?
We'll allow that. Is it Elsie? Oh, I'm getting shell-shocked. I expected the thing to go bang and open up again. Here comes the next word, please. All right, Steve.
Hiccup.
Burp.
Okay, Emily?
Cold. Sneeze.
She said cold. She said cold.
Oh.
And she said sneeze.
Oh.
Steve?
Hacking.
Cough.
Yes, excellent clue. Very good clue. Cow and cough. Orson, for the game, sir.
Farmer Brown's bull playing doctor in the pasture. I don't know.
I refuse to give that as a
cow.
A grown person asking a board if that's what the answer is. I'm not going to do that. Okay. Or do I have to do that? Is it Farmer Brown's and it's going whatever? No? Yes? He refuses to press the buzzer.
He refuses to press the
Okay, here we
man
go.
Man of taste.
Next word, please. There it is, Steve.
Medication.
Medicine?
All right, Emily.
Tablets. Pills.
Yes. It's a bouncer. Definitely a bouncer. All right, here we go. Cow, cough, and pills for the game.
I probably know this, and I don't. I'll say syrup.
All right, is it syrup? Okay.
I just had some cow syrup the other day.
Okay, oh gosh, I can't put them together. Here we go, next word, please. All right, Emily?
McDonald's farm.
Yes, excellent. Cow, cough, pills, farm. Laurie, for the game.
I don't know.
I don't either. One more clue. You don't either, Emily?
No.
How about over here? Anybody know? Well, this word better give it to somebody. Here we go. Next word. I don't know it either. Gene Wood, of course, knows. Okay. Whew. Emily?
Physician. Doctor.
Yes. Okay. Cow, cough, pills, farm, and doctor for the game, Laurie.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Do you know?
Okay, we'll rule that out. Emily?
No idea. Oh, I hope it's the veterinarian.
Oh. Is it a veterinarian? Yes. Really?
I
got off the last word, but it took for the last one. Congratulations to you, Emily, and we have to say goodbye to Steve. Steve, you won $3,300. That's not so bad.
That's good.
Thanks so much for being here. Nice to meet you. Let's go play for $15,000, gang. Here we go. This is it. All right. You're in great hands here.
Yes.
Really good hands, obviously.
So far, I've been here.
And you have done wonderfully well, I must say. This is your second time over here. You have $2,000 so far. I'm going to give you 10 words beginning with the letter B and continuing through K. All right? B through K. Everyone you get right, I'll give you $100, and if you get them all, I will give you 15,000 big ones.
All right.
Okay. You have 60 seconds, as you know, Laurie. You know all about that. Let's take a look at your first word, shall we? Okay, there it is. Got it?
Okay.
Good luck, Emily.
Thank you.
Ready, and go.
Suspension. Water.
Barge.
Over.
Barrier.
Over.
Over water.
Brooklyn.
Bridge.
C.
Clock.
Computer.
Bird.
Cuckoo.
D.
Hearing.
Deaf.
E.
West.
East.
F.
Scandinavia.
Finnish. Finland.
Yes.
G.
David.
Goliath.
H.
Lazy.
Hazy.
I.
Crazy.
Insane.
J.
Envious.
Jealous.
K.
Corn.
Cream.
Peace.
Cobb.
Kentucky.
Kentucky corn.
Sanders. Chicken.
Yes. I thought the last word, we're not going to get it. You have 12 seconds left.
You are so brilliant.
Hey, you're the one who got him.
That's correct. Perfect clues.
I'm having so much trouble on bridge.
Bridge, I know. Bridge gave you fits, and then I thought the colonel will be here for 4 or 5 minutes because it looked bad for me. You had 12 seconds left. You had plenty of time. You now have a grand total of $17,000 even. We'll come back in just a minute with more Super Tazzo after this message for you. Well, it's exhausting when you start with the first one. Yeah, Bridge. I don't even say Brooklyn. It's so bad when you find it. Sandy. We're back.
We were going to blow it on Bridge.
That's a good clue, too. We were just talking before you came back. It was something I didn't realize, that Laurie has never missed getting all the words over there on the end game. She's gotten it perfectly every time.
It's more nerve-wracking than anything, because I go over there and I don't want to have the first time be with whoever I'm with to miss.
Yes, of course. Of course, all the contestants over there saying, oh, let me get over there with Laurie. Okay, here's somebody else who'd like to get over there with you. Pat, come on in, Pat. Why don't you sign in? You all right there?
Am I okay? Yes, I think I am.
Hi, Pat.
Hi,
nice
you?
To meet you. Well, tell us all about yourself. Here you are.
Oh, all about myself in 30 seconds. I'm Pat Arsvold. I have recently moved here in the last year from Kansas to be with my husband. And I'm finished 2 years of law school, looking forward to finishing my third here in California.
All right. Well, that's nice. I'm glad you're here with us, and good luck. And here we go, if you're ready, gang.
Okay.
Laurie and Orson, given the clues, here comes the first word of the $100 puzzle. There it is. Orson?
Grab.
All right, Laurie.
Snare. Trap.
Yes. All right, on the board. We have trap, Emily.
Mouse.
Is it a mouse? Ding, 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 yay! Can't imagine when you don't get it.
Only on the $300
round. Oh, that's right, only on the $300. That's right, I forgot. Okay, next word, please. There it is, Laurie.
Window.
Door.
Yes, perfect. Trap. Trap. Door.
Magician.
Is it a magician? Well, I have an idea, but certainly the area. Next word, please. Oh, there goes that area.
Hot.
Muggy.
All right, Orson. Cool.
Warm.
Yes, excellent. Trap, door, warm. Pat?
Long John's.
Oh, what a good guess. Is it Long John's? Yeah! Oh, great.
Great.
Cotton underwear. Great guess.
I'm from Minnesota.
Yes. What a great guess. That's wonderful. I never would have thought of that. Okay, that's $100 for Pat. We have to break away for a message, and we'll be right back. Nice going. Well, dude, I'm thinking of Chapel Spider, you know. And they didn't call it a crossbow. I'm surprised. Okay, $200 puzzle coming up. The cash word is worth $1,000. Emily and Pat will be given the clues, and if you're ready, here comes the first word of the $200 puzzle. Emily? Well, she can say it. Go ahead.
Born free.
No.
I'm sorry.
She said born.
Born.
Yes, Pat.
Lifted. Exalted.
Okay, Emily. No. Fourth and final clue, Pat.
Yeast. Risen.
No, they won't. You were close. The word was raised.
We were raised.
Yes, raised. And he will put it on the board.
Rising, risen is right, right, right. Risen.
Okay, nobody guesses the word is raised, and here comes the next word, please. Show the folks at home what it is. All right, Pat.
Polka.
I'm sorry.
What?
It's Emily's turn. Wrong light. Emily.
Spots.
Dots.
Yes. Okay, raised dots.
Is it Braille?
Is it Braille? You bet. Oh, no, you're something. Didn't need blind. Let's see the rest of the clues. Reading and system. Very nice. Okay, $200 for Emily and $100 for Pat. And that means it's time for the magic toaster. And here you go again. You guys have knocked, I think you've won almost all of these today, this week, haven't you? Here we go. Show the folks at home what the cash word is. It's worth $1,000, as I said. Everybody has it. And Laurie, we're ready for clue number one.
Demand. Supply.
That's it. Laurie, here you are. You must be some kind of champion here at that. Win the score, $200 for Emily, $100 for Pat. We will change partners, gang, if you will, quickly. We're switching names, we're switching monitors, we're moving on. If you'll take that, Laurie, or if you'll grab that monitor, please. We'll continue on with the $300 puzzle. If you're ready to go, here it comes. First word of the $300 puzzle, please. There it is, Laurie.
Prickly.
Spiny.
Okay, Orson.
Horny.
Uh-oh, Laurie.
Roses.
Thistles?
Oof. Fourth and final clue.
Roses.
Thorny.
That's the word. Okay. On the board, thorny. All right, Emily, for the game for you.
Rose garden.
Is it a rose garden? No. Surprise, you missed. Here we go. Next word, please. You ready? There it is, Orson.
Sobs. Sobs.
Underneath.
Okay. Laurie.
Was it
sobs?
Sobs.
S-O-B-S. Yes, he has a bit of an accent from the East, you see.
Yeah, I do.
Giggles. Laughs.
Yes, that's right. He was doing the opposite of sobs. Okay, here we go. Thorny laughs. And you need this one, Pat.
Thorny laughs.
Thorny Good laughs. Guess. Next word, please. Well, it's tough. I don't blame you. Okay. Laurie?
Relatives.
Family.
That's right. Thorny laughs and family. Pat? Okay. Next word, please. Show everyone at home what it is. Okay, Laurie.
Ozzy
Nelson.
Yes. Thorny laughs, family, and Nelson. Pat?
Is it Ozzy and Harriet?
Is it Ozzy and Harriet? Yes, it is. The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet.
Thank you.
Pat has $400. Emily has $200. We're not finished yet. We'll see you in just a moment after this message for you. I don't know what thorny means.
I think it's thorny.
I don't know. You're dead. we're out of time. Here we are back, and we have to go. We'll see you tomorrow right here. Thank you so much for watching. Bye, everybody. Goodbye.